organization that your husband did with international students, you know, like coming, having them come to your home?
Yeah, well, that's the one that, this most recent name was Global Interact. And at North Texas, after my husband's death, they organized organizations that had been significant and helpful, and they credited my husband with starting what was then called Global Interact, and that was in the 60s. So all of this was kind of going on kind of at the same time. One of the organizations, well, I have that book, but I can't put my finger on it, but it has to do with the North Texas organization as opposed to the public schools and the public. But we've been involved with people from other countries a lot.
About how long did that organization
last? That's a good question. And I can't even answer that. I don't know if, I'll have to ask one of my friends, did it last 5 years? I don't know.
But it started in the 60s around when the fellowship group started, you said?
I wonder where I can put my hands on something. We're Presbyterians. And here is a story, the Denton Christian Interfaith Fellowship, and this is in the Presbyterians. The Presbyterians celebrated their 50th anniversary, and they're all good friends of mine, so I'm not a Presbyterian, but here's the story. And if I had read that more carefully, I probably could have answered. Well, I haven't looked at it in ages. And I have separate copies of this that I could put my hands on, but I happen to know where this was. And this is in connection with the Presbyterians' 50th anniversary. Yeah, Trinity Presbyterian celebrating 1960 to 2010. And Dorothy Adkins, Eulene Brock, and Jean Cooker were partly responsible for getting it put together. And I guess you have Lenny McAdams on your list. Have you seen her or met her?
She's on our list. I haven't met her personally.
Yeah.
One of my classmates is interviewing her though.
I wish I had read this before you came. It would clarify the debt we owe to Gertrude Foster. She just was
Who was Gertrude Foster?
Well, I called her Trudy.
Oh, Trudy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Fellowship ever participate in the international global group that
no.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, only as individuals might have invited an international student to be their contact, but not as an organization.
Do you think groups or the international groups should continue today?
I don't know of any. I know that you know, I was very upset when I learned that the Global Interact was they were closing down that department at North Texas because Olga was retiring, and the lady over at TW that had a comparable job, she was. And then the rationale was that with all these devices we have, they can find each other and they can meet each other and have their own little cliques. But the purpose of the organization was for the citizens of Denton to get acquainted on a one-to-one thing and maybe invite them to come to their home for a holiday or for go to a ball game or take them to a theater, or, you know, get acquainted to kind of exchange cultures so that they might see. But I guess in this fast-paced move and where everybody can be in touch with anybody, they can set up their own little Mexican over here and Japanese over here and Croatia over here, and I don't know.
Do you think organizations like Global Interact should still be a part of the university or the Dent community?
Well, I don't know of any conflicts or any disagreements or any problems that need, you know, there were some significant gaps in our connection with the black women back in the 50s, in the 60s, but all of that has, you know, everything has progressed so fast, and I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.